finding a comfortable seat has some balance between alert, awake, and relaxed, comfortable, grounded. You can really feel into what is the position that will actually be most supportive to my body right now. Is it sitting? Is it standing? Is it lying down? Is it sitting up in my chair or actually leaning back in my chair? Feel in and make the choice that's right for you right now in this moment. And then whatever position you choose, feel the body. What's it like to be in the body right now? Noticing the weight of the body resting down. And see if you can offer your body weight to the earth through your feet, through your seat, or through whatever part of your body is touching another surface. And let's imagine for a moment that the breath is flowing in and out of the heart. So we're breathing into the heart, bringing in nourishment and energy. And exhaling out of the heart, just releasing tension. Receiving the breath with gratitude and releasing the gratitude, releasing the breath also with gratitude. From here, let's shift to noticing where you feel the breath physically in your body. Where can you sense the movement of the breath, that the body is moving because of the breath? Maybe feeling the air movement at the end of your nose or your upper lip, or feeling that movement up into the nostrils or in the throat. Maybe you can sense it with the chest, the sense of the chest rising and falling, or with the whole torso expanding and deflating, or in the belly. As we tune into the breath, how can we let go of controlling the breath? Can we bring a spacious, open, kind awareness that's clear and bright, present, but it's not clamping down. It's not pushing or pulling the breath. It's really allowing the breath to deepen or shorten or be rough or smooth. Whatever the breath is doing, if it's super irregular, it's totally changing each time, or it's exactly the same, or even if it becomes really subtle. Can we rest this gentle non-judgment awareness with the breath without affecting the breath. Always another layer of control that can be released. We may fall to the side of releasing control so much that the attention wanders, the awareness kind of slacks. And we can bring the awareness back gently. Or we may find that we're so focused that we're really concentrating and furrowing the brow and rushing the breath or slowing it down. In that case, we can invite ourselves to be this wide awareness. Like we're in the forest and we've come to a pool or a lake of water. The water is still and we see a deer or some wild animal that's come to drink. We sit alert and fascinated and loving and so quiet. So still. Notice how the body feels. What is it like to be in your body right now? Let your awareness fill your body, filling the body with this loving awareness, really accepting, allowing the body to be exactly as it is right now. And meeting the body with a tender-heartedness, a sense of gratitude. Oh, this constant companion. It's been working so hard, carrying us around, being our blessed vehicle, our vessel. Include in your awareness your emotional body. All the feelings that arise and pass away and serve as guards and protectors, as teachers, as instigators. All these emotions that are portals to wisdom. Meeting that emotional body with gratitude, with a sense of allowing, accepting, and love. Feeling some gratitude toward your own emotional journey. If you like, let's also widen the awareness to include the mind. This amazing tool, this sparkling gem of our minds. Let yourself hold all the vastness and the power of your mind, allowing it to be how it is, accepting it, and even offering some gratitude. Our ability to think, to analyze, to be curious, formulate language, to receive ideas. So bringing a loving awareness to the mind, to the emotional body, and to the physical body. And then including just all aspects of ourselves, our full being. Infusing that with love and kindness. From here, let's include everyone who has been in this course together. Can imagine ourselves sitting in a circle, shoulder to shoulder. Everyone who's participated with or without video, with or without audio, people who participated live and asynchronously listening to the recording. All of us together in a circle with something beautiful at the center. Let's infuse this circle with real appreciation, the sense of community, honoring whatever it took to show up. And wishing each other well on our journeys. That each of us may find the practices that deeply resonate, are profoundly aligned with our values and our motivations. We find a way to practice those, that our creative practices may flourish and flow and serve to inspire and have impact amongst our friends and family and out into the wider world. So knowing as you're sending these well wishes to the other people in our circle that they are also sending them to you, so you can have a moment of receiving. You can breathe in these blessings and well wishings and feel the nourishment and the strengthening. And then on your out breath, you can offer it out, back out with gratitude and even deepening the blessing. Together as a circle, let's widen our collective awareness to include the people and the beings that supported us in these last 6 weeks. Our family members and friends, our teachers, all the causes and conditions that made it possible for us to be here, to find out about this, the impulse to join. Holding all of those beings and forces with appreciation. And then expanding our awareness to include the future. All the beings that we will come into contact with. All the future opportunities for practice. Moments when we can encourage each other and receive encouragement. We can offer inspiration and receive inspiration. When we can offer kindness and receive kindness. May all beings everywhere be happy and peaceful. May they come into contact with the teachings, with the wisdom, with the insights that serve them most deeply. May we all be healthy and strong, safe and at ease. May we all live with loving kindness and compassion. May all beings everywhere fully awaken, be completely free, totally unhindered in their creativity and in their love. It's breathing into this great connection with all that is. Even with all the difficulties and challenges in the world right now, cultivating and sending peace and love. Gently, as you're ready, you can start to bring your awareness back into this body, to this room. Maybe deepening your breath, starting to wiggle fingers and toes. I will sound the bell 3 times and really take your time moving at your own pace, returning into this space. Scanning through your body to notice what would feel good. Maybe rolling the shoulders. Maybe twisting. Maybe a stretch. Then as you're ready, we will transition into our drawing portion. Today we're doing improvisational drawing. Some of you have done this with me before, also known as art monk practice. So I'll be using colored pencils and pens. You can really use any, whatever media is calling you. So begin by choosing your first mark making implement, and then hold that in your hand. Notice what it feels like in your hand. And feeling the body still resting. Begin to make some marks. We can do this with the sense that we're watching this drawing emerge, like we're watching someone else draw. Maybe it's a kind of mark that feels good to the body right now. Somehow there's some sort of body, yes. Maybe it's fast, maybe it's slow. Maybe it's scratchy, maybe it's smooth. Allowing it to really be an improvisation. As we're doing this, we're aware of the breath and we're connected with the body. So feeling your grip on the utensil, feeling the pressure of your body down on your chair. Maybe with the other hand, you're feeling your paper. We're allowing the drawing to unfold, keeping our awareness in the body. I'm going to add some music into our experience. Hear the music and my voice? You can hear both? Okay, great. So now we can notice if we want to let the music have an influence on what we're doing, or we can just simply let it be present, let it be another factor that's bringing us into the present moment. we're drawing, we're allowing the drawing to unfold. We're hearing the music, we're breathing. Noticing the body. So is there some part of your body that you can soften? Your shoulders maybe, or your feet? Like, you could activate your emotions as a source material. You have a particular emotion arising, you could let that flow out onto the page. Maybe physical sensations are more alive for you right now, so you can tune into your physical sensations and let those be the source material for this mark making. Cultivating a sense of acceptance, releasing ourselves into this moment, into this mark. You'd like to changing mark making, changing utensils. Noticing your breath. Noticing the sensation of your utensil in your hand. Controlled, you could try a moment of uncontrolled wildness. also try introducing some repetitive mark making. Remembering the patterns we worked with. Radial. Kind of mark making. You're engaged with or letting it evolve. Staying connected with the body. Decide you're done with this drawing, you can start another one. You could return to something else that you've been working on previously. Whatever it is, see if you can activate your curiosity. Relax your face. Relax your ears. Let your belly soften. Songs, about 5 more minutes. If you like, you can experiment with oscillating the awareness, meaning if you've been really focused on one part of the drawing, you could zoom out and notice the whole drawing. If you've had a kind of wider view of what you're doing, zoom in and maybe experiment with some detail. Oprah. There's the sensation of holding the utensil. Scan through to see if there's anywhere your body can be softer. The belly, the feet, the brow. Release your belly. Release your feet.
I wanna be free, so free, like a feather blowing through the breeze, like a bird.
Okay, this is our last song. So we have about 2 minutes left.
I wanna fly high, so high, like an eagle in the sky. And when my time has come, I'll let it all go with a sigh. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, Mama, coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong.
Okay. So you can keep drawing if you're really feeling it.